Hello, and welcome once again to Share the World Internet Radio Podcast, coming to you live from the universe. I'm Joseph Onturi. Today's show is about God's universal mind. Some people imagine God to be some ephemeral spirit or mythological being that is outside of themselves. In truth, God, the universe, is real consciousness, our real consciousness. It, the infinite trinity of universal creative intelligence, is in us and with us as living spirit. Macrocosm is in microcosms, and microcosms are in macrocosm. We are one. Yet, in our unity, there is also a distinction present, so we acknowledge that it doeth the greater work. If you doubt this, what causes the sun to shine, or the rain to fall, or the seeds to grow into wonderful living organisms? Look into their essence and see the marvelous intelligence of Spirit God at work in all things. With enlightenment comes knowing. Knowing that the spirit energy of the cosmos is flowing through us as living ideas, creating all that is, our life. The all-knowing universal mind is the omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient presence that moves us, walks us, talks us, laughs us, does it all through us. This is what it means to be a channel of God's love energy. This is what it means to be free, giving up the ego of separation in the thinking mind to be one with the universal mind of creation universe in the eternal here and now, fully and completely. We are living spirit as souls and bodies, and we are free to live the truth. And freedom is the name of the game here on this planet, known as Placentia, planet of plenty and rebirth, on the star maps of ETI space beings. ETI means extraterritorial intelligence. Intelligent consciousness, God, that is actively alive in the mind space territory that is the whole universe. So then, how do we achieve the goal of being free? How does one get out of the thinking mind and into pure, all-knowing beingness? The short answer is this. When you serve without giving thought to the reward, God, the universe, acts through you and transformation happens automatically. You see, life is all happening in mind. The whole universe is a vast living idea, the one idea. It is all here and now in this eternal moment. All the galaxies, stars, planets, etc. are manifestations of this one idea created in the mind of God, the universal mind. So, how does it operate? This is one of the great revelations awaiting humanity. For no one has known fully what mind is and how it operates up until now, when we are gaining cosmic realization from contact with galactic ETI beings. Simply put, God's universal mind is in space. Its living consciousness is broadcasting inspired creative thought through us via the centers of the atoms in all creation. And we receive playback from energies recorded by us from the planet's electromagnetic field, the global mind bank. These ideas flow through us in spirit as microcosms coming from macrocosm. And as we speak the words and do the deeds, the words go forth to fulfill the things for which they are sent and do not return to us void. Further, your head is a radio TV transceiver, not the source of the programs playing through it. All memory is recorded for playback in the space and matter atoms where the experience takes place, and your body's brain and nervous system is telepathically activated to draw thought force into your consciousness from the space territory where it happened. How is this possible? Well, the whole universe is an atomic living hologram, with each microcosmic aspect of the hologram a reflection of macrocosm, with infinitely diverse variety, yet all of the same essence. It really is all one. The vehicle for discovery and recovery in the case of memory is consciousness. The planet has an atomic field of energy surrounding it, which has been called its Akashic records, the mind bank, the electromagnetic field, morphogenetic field, or other names. It all means the same thing. The space about the planet is alive and filled with resonant, vibrating energy containing the sum total of all thought, words, and actions that have occurred in and around this world from the beginning of time. It's referenced in the Bible as the Book of Life. This resonant, etheric field surrounding the planet is where thought is recorded and stored for future playback. Each atom in the field is an infinitely powerful, sub-miniature recording and broadcasting studio, operating multidimensionally on all levels. The net result of all humanity's recordings is a planet-wide program that operates the world. Unfortunately, what has been recorded for playback is mostly war, crime, disease, and poverty, negative effects arising out of the people's wrong socioeconomic causes. To realize the nature of mind is to see it intuitively through your own sense of knowing. That is, as a soul operating in the here and now from your spiritual center. Our higher nature is all-knowing, and our ESP organs of perception are the vehicle that knowing operates through. There are three principal phases of energy existing as mind force. These also relate to the three parts of the atom: proton, electron, and neutron. Alpha, proton energy, relates to solar plexus consciousness and is oriented towards managing materiality. It only sees things one way because it only has one phase of thought to it. It relates to the left hemisphere of the brain. Beta, electron, heart chakra energy of the right hemisphere is two-phase, and it generally is of the consciousness of creativity, relating to the arts and crafts. It can always see the two sides of any issue and uses intuition as well as logic. The gamma energy coming through the neutron central brain of head chakra is three-phase. It sees the relativity between all opposites, and at the same time is tuned into the synthesis ideas of cosmic intelligence, channeling directly into our consciousness from the universal mind. Synthesis ideas are of oneness, always all for one, one for all. Now, from this, you can realize that your soul is telepathically hooked into the mind force of the universe in amazing ways. It is only the ego that is thinking it is doing the thinking. Telepathy always functions in the Trinity energies. In most situations, first one pole of the mind energy flashes in your head, either alpha or beta, left or right, thesis or antithesis. Then, if you stay objective, the idea expressing the other pole will eventually flash in your head as well. If you just keep listening, balancing them in relativity, the synthesis thought will flash next with great energy. When the synthesis thought flashes in your head, you have the experience of seeing the truth. It rings. The synthesis is always complete and reveals the way of creative action, that is one for all and all for one, serving humanity. The synthesis is Spirit God acting through us. So let us all just let go and let God act through us, serve through us, and before you know it, we'll be living in a new world, a space-age paradise. Thanks for listening to Share the World. This is Joseph Onturi. We love you. See you next time. Bye-bye.